Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the fact that can we transfer the reward of certain good deeds that we do in this world to our dear departed, to people who have died, to people, our loved ones who have died. Now, of course, this is a very basic question, and it has arisen because there are a number of practices which are found in this Muslim Ummah, which people think they do and they indulge in. They think that the reward of those practices would be accrued in the account of their dear departed people. So one of the very prominent practices that we see and we witness is recitation for departed souls. We find people reciting the Quran and they think that the reward of this recital shall reach their dear departed. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that the Quran is very clear in this regard, and it says, أَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, which means that a person will only get for which he himself strives. He will only get in the hereafter for which he himself has striven for which he has himself made an effort. So therefore, if the effort is not there, then he will not get any reward. Similarly, at one place in the Quran, where the issue of sacrifice is under discussion, the Quran says, لَيْنَ عَلَى لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِيَنَ عَلَهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ, which means that this blood and this meat does not reach the Almighty. It is the piety of the hearts which reaches the Almighty, which in other words means that since this piety is not transferable, of course we know that the piety of the heart is something which is found in that particular person. He cannot transfer that piety to the other person. So if we read both these verses of the Quran together, we'll find that transfer of reward to a person of any deed that we do is something which is totally unfounded. Of course, there is only one way in which this transfer can take place, and that is that if that person who has died had done something in his own life which was beneficial for mankind, or which was in some way had some benefit for other people. Of course, in this particular case, that particular person was responsible for initiating that deed, and if he had died after initiating that deed, it is hoped that that reward of that deed would keep on accruing. The reward of that deed will keep on accruing in the account of that person. So on the basis of this very fact, the Prophet is reported to have said that when a person dies, there are three things which are still beneficial for him. One of those three things is sadqatun jariya, which means some act of charity which is beneficial for mankind. So it is understandable that the reward of that charitable act will reach that dead person. Similarly, if he had, another thing which is recounted is ilmun yuntafa'u bihi, some knowledge, some piece of knowledge that he had imparted in his lifetime, and that is beneficial for people. So ilmun yuntafa'u bihi would of course be something again which would be rewarding for him, because this is something which he himself initiated when he was alive in this world. And the third thing which the Prophet has recounted is waladun salih yad'u lahu, which means pious children who pray for the dead, for that particular person. Of course, this should not be a cause of any surprise, because if children pray for their dear departed parents, then this is something in which the parents themselves have a role. If they are parents who have educated and instructed their children very well, then if they pray for them, then of course its reward will reach them. So these are all the things in which the initiation of that good deed has been done by that dead person in his own lifetime. So one must not be surprised if the reward of these things reaches them. And this is a category in its own self. It does not relate to acts such as recitation, Quranic recitation for departed souls. They are an entirely different category. And we also know that one of our very, very famous authorities, Imam Shafi himself, while explaining, while commenting on the verse, Laysa lil-insani illa ma sa'a, which I just cited in the beginning, has said that it is absolutely baseless to think that the reward of reciting the Quran should reach a dead person. And he has said that there's nothing in regard to this which has been reported reliably from the Prophet. And not only this, he has also said that we find nothing from the practice of the companions of the Prophet in this regard. So had there been any good in this, or had this practice been had any basis in religion, then these companions would have taken lead in of course, doing that. And we find nothing of the sort. So on the basis of all this data, we can safely conclude that the transfer of rewards, specifically transferring the reward of Quranic recitation to dead people, is something which has no basis in the sources of Islam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات